Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line, Akua Menzedu, who's with the Clementine Gold Group. We're talking about the three-year anniversary of the top shooting on 514 coming up in just a couple of days. And there are a group of people hoping to remember that going forward with a day of service. Akua, thanks for being on with us this morning. A day of service and remembrance. Where did this idea come from?
Yeah, so, you know, as we thought about the 3 years, we really wanted to take back this specific day. When we've spoken to other members in our community, we thought about how folks forget incidents like this over time. And so we wanted to think about a way that we could really honor these folks, you know, and continue to honor them through things like service, right? A lot of these folks already were doing service-oriented things in their own community. I knew Kat Massey personally, and she had a pocket park that she would have folks come and do picnics and, you know, just be around greenery. And so we wanted to clean up that park, plant new flowers in her memory and honor. And we wanted to do that throughout the community in general.
You know, Akua, how many service opportunities are there for people to get involved in?
Yeah, we have about 8 to 10 service opportunities at this point. You know, spanning from volunteering at these different pocket parks in our community to donating food to pantries across our community as well, cleaning up the Jefferson Avenue business corridor. We'll also be honoring Ruth Whitfield. She was a caregiver. And when we talked to Garnell Whitfield, he talked about going and spending time with seniors in our community as well. So we'll be putting together flowers and care kits for the nursing staff at that facility as well. Filling a community fridge to volunteering, you know, at Go Bikes Ride to School Day. We have a variety of different ways. We're also thinking about the celebration of life because there's a community gathering that we'll be doing. So we're starting the day in service and ending it in community. We spoke to Celestine Cheney's son, and she said that she was an avid card player. So we're going to be having a card tournament in support and honor of her at the event as well.
I mean, it seems like a great way to kind of carry on the legacy of the victims, remembering things from their past and moving that forward. How much support do you have for this effort and this idea?
Yeah, so, you know, we had very early support from the majority leader of the council, Leah Halton Pope. She is putting together a resolution to actually call this a day of service on May 14th for every year. We've also had a variety of different foundations and organizations come together to say that, you know, they wanted the support. And we came up with the idea, but there was a lot of community support very early on.
You know, you mentioned a garden for Kat Massey, something for Ruth Whitfield. It seems like there might be something for each of these victims for people to get involved
in. Yeah. Absolutely. So we got in touch with many of the family members just to see how they wanted their family members honored through service. And so Mark Talley, he has an organization called Agents for Advocacy that he started in honor of his mother. So we're, you know, encouraging folks to donate there. We've also spoken to a variety of different family members. When we think about Aaron Salter, who was a police officer, he was building a hydro-powered car, right? And so we're going to have some STEM activities for kids. We'll have a whole kids zone during the community component of our event as well in honor of him. And so we've thought really intentionally trying to honor each individual family member and try to speak with every family member as well.
What's been the reaction so far to these ideas?
I mean, there's been a lot of support, very, very early support, and folks that are giving us, you know, a call to see how they can get involved and volunteer. So we're sending folks to ClementineGoldGroup.com, where we have a whole list of volunteering opportunities for that morning. And then we're also having a lot of, you know, opportunities for folks to get together in community as well. And so we want this to be a celebration of life. Obviously, you know, it doesn't erase the tragedy in terms of what happened, but we're hoping that this can put a positive spin on it and really honor those families and the victims who we lost as well.
You know, Akua, it's 3 years on Wednesday. How do you think the community is doing and healing?
Yeah, you know, it's a long process. I don't think that this is something that, you know, can turn around just in a matter of 3 years. We're still grieving as a community. Our offices are just a block away, and you can see that in the community. But I think you can also see, you know, the other side of that as well, right? The opportunities to get together and folks who are really banding together to make something happen in this community. So I think there's a duality in nature of what's happening, but we're hoping that this can, you know, be something that's positive for the community to get involved with over the long time.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like a great way to remember. You mentioned the community is still kind of healing, kind of in this, I would have to imagine, a strange place where there's almost a guilt in moving on, you know, in some respects, where you don't want to forget what happened that day. At the same time, you need to move forward. I'm wondering how that is kind of playing out throughout the community and throughout Buffalo in terms of what you've seen the past couple of years.
Yeah, so we look at it from the spirit of Sankofa, which is an Akan saying in Ghana, right? And that's how we look to the past in order to move forward. So you have to acknowledge the past, and you have to be grounded in terms of what happened on that specific day. But, you know, in looking in the future, you don't forget, you build on that each year, right? And I think that's what's happening in the community. Folks are coming together. You have folks like Marnetta Malcolm, who does the Friday Night Lives every Friday. She was someone that was going to do something like that regardless, but it was even more of an opportunity to do this in honor of those that we lost and just bringing the community together, right? Talking to one another, you know, getting together and making sure that we never forget, but we honor that past so that we can look forward to.
Akua, how about you? How were you impacted by this?
Yeah, well, our offices are just a block away, right? And so we were very intentional in moving to the Exchange at Beverly Gray, which is a business center for businesses of color. And so when we look at what happened, we see that every single day. It definitely impacts you, right? It's a violation of someone coming into your community and disrupting what was already there. And so you don't forget that. I think it grounds us in the work that we do. And so we really just gather with one another, right? There's a lot of different initiatives that are happening in the Jefferson corridor. And as we look at the past, you know, we honor the past. We also have to make sure that we're coming together to make it a community that's even stronger after the fact.
Akua Menzedu is running the 514 Day of Service and Remembrance later this week. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.